Jaya Rana Madhava Kunya Behare. Kapijana Vallabha Kevara Dare. Jaya Gope Jana Vallabha Kevara Dare. Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tera Vanachari. Yamuna Tera Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Behare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Behare. Hare Krishna, I'm very happy to be with you here in Alachyam. This morning is also the disappearance of Vamsidas Babaji and Raghunam Thakur. I will first speak a little on these great personalities that Vamsidas Babaji, that was an avadut, that his life was one of intense devotion and absorption also in the worship of his deities, that he appeared in this world in 1853, I think, that he was known for his intense devotion. He would have a special relationship with his deities. He would be very renounced, that he would travel just with two bags, one with his deities, Radha Krishna deities, and the other were Garnitai deities. And he had a simple bhajan in Vrindavan, first in Navadvip. That he stayed for a long time in Navadvip, that he had his two cloth bags with Garnitai, and the deities were Radha Govinda. And he had a very deep relationship with these deities. He was always absorbed in Krishna prema. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj said he was completely on the transcendental platform, and he warned his disciples not to associate with him too intimately. because they would not understand his devotion, that he was living in a simple hut in Mayapur, worshipping his deities. He never locked his hut. He gave the keys on Gaurnitai and Radha Govinda. He said, this is... But one day, because he used to cook every day for his deities, and his cooking pots were stolen by Gon. And he chastised Radha Govinda. He said, why did you give away these cooking pots to the villagers? So I will not cook for you anymore until these cook pots are back. Anyway, one day later someone brought a cook pots back. So many pastimes. Sometimes he was many times chastising his deities. But he left his body in 1944, and he was an example of spontaneous devotion, and it is a transcendental madness. So this is Vamsidas Babaji. Not much I can say about him. But Raghunand Thakur, Raghunanda, was the son of Mukunda, one of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. Raghunanda had at this from a young age this spontaneous attraction to the deities. Once his father had to go away to the market, and he said, you do the offering for Gopal, and the deities were Gopal, that was a Gopal deity, yeah. And Raghunath said, yes, I will feed Gopal. So then Gopal prepared the plate as instructed by his father and was offering it to Gopal and was ringing the bell. He was ringing the bell and he was thinking, yeah, after ringing the bell and doing the offering, he said, the food is still there, Gopal is not eating. And he started to cry that Gopal is not eating. But he was crying with such a devotion that the deity came down and ate the entire plate. Then later, a few hours later, Mukunda comes back and asks his son, did you do the offering? And Raghunanda said, yes. Where is the maprasadam? Gopal said, the deity ate everything. There's nothing left over. And Mukunda was a little worrying, what's happening here? And the next day, he said to Raghunandan, you do the same thing as yesterday, you do the offering. And Mukunda was hiding behind the curtain when Raghunanda did the offering. Raghunanda did the offering, and again he started to cry. Krishna came down, ate the offering. Mukunda could understand it. This is extraordinary. This it's due, my son is much more advanced in devotion than me. And then later that year, Mukunda and Raghunandan, they went to see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. They went to see Lord Chaitanya, and when Lord Chaitanya and Raghunand appeared, when Mukunda and Raghunand appeared before Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya asked Mukunda, "Who is the father, who is the son?" And Mukunda said, "As far as I'm concerned, Raghunand is the father and I'm his son, because he was more advanced." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes." So Raghunand Thakur was a very special soul. So today we have the disappearance of two great souls who were absorbed in the most ecstatic love of Krishna, Vamsidas Babaji and Raghunand Thakur. Today we will continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, a dive in the pastimes of Jai and Vijay being cursed by the four Kumaras. And this verse 24 today is the four Kumaras glorifying the Supreme Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Narom Cheva Narottanam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jamudirayat. Nastapesya Bhadresu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavate Uttama Sloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. Tate nabhistam iva sattva nider viditcho. Shemam janaya nyasakti virudhirtare. Naita vata tri adipatir bata vishvabhartus. Te chakshatam tvanata tansya sate vinoda. Tate nabhishtam iva sattva nider viditso. Shemam chanaya niyasakti birudhiritare. Naita vata tri adipatir bata vishvabhartus. Te chakshatam tvatvanatasya tasate vinoda. Tate nabhistam iva sattva nider viditso. Kshemam janayani asakti birudhitare. Naita vata tri adipater pata vishvabhartus. Te chakshatam tvan avanatasya sate vinoda. Yate navishtam eva sattvarna devititso. Kshemam janaya nitya sakti virudhritare. Naita vata tri adipater vada vishvabhartus. Te chakshatam tvananatasya tate vinoda. Tate nabhishtam iva sattvani devidicho. Kshemam chanayanya sakti virudhitare. Naita vata tri adipater pata vishvabhartus. Te chakshatam tvananatasya sate vinoda. Tate nabhishtam iva sattvani devidicho. Kshevam chanayanyo sakti virudhitare. Naita vata tri adipater vata vishvabhartus. Te chakshatam tvanavatasya sate vinoda. Tate nabhicham iya sattvani devidicho. Kshemam janaya nitya sakti virudhitare. Naivatvata tri adipater vata vishvabhartus. Te yachatan tvananatasya sate vinoda. Mataji, please. Tate nabhishtam iya sattvani devidicho. Kshemam chanaya nitya sakti virudhitare. Naita vata tri adipater vata vishvabhartus. Te chakshatam tvananatasya sate vinoda. Tate nabhishtam iva sattvani devidicho. Kshemam chanaya nitya sakti virudhitare. Naita vata tri adipater pata vishvabhartus. Te yachatam tvananatasya tate vinoda. But for what translation? That destruction of the path of auspiciousness. Te, by you, anabhishtam, is not liked. Eva, as sattvanide, the reservoir of all goodness. Feed it so, desiring to do kshemam, good, janaya, for the people in general. Nitya saktivihi, by your own potencies, udritta, destroyed, arehi, the opposite element, na, not, etavata, by this triadipate, of the proprietor of the three kinds of the creations, bhatta, O Lord, Vishvabhartu, the maintainer of the universe, Teja, potency, Ksatam, reduced to, but Avanatasya, submissive, Saha, that Te, your Vinoda, pleasure. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Dear Lord, you never want the auspicious path to be destroyed, for you are the reservoir of all goodness. Just to benefit the people in general, you destroy the evil element by your mighty potency. You are the proprietor of the three creations and the maintainer of the entire universe. Therefore, your potency is not reduced by your submissive behavior. Rather, by submission, you exhibit your transcendental pastimes. Not the purport. Lord Krishna was never reduced in his position by becoming a coward boy or by offering respect to Sudama Brahman or his other devotees like Nanda Maharaj, Vasudeva, Maharaj Yudhisthira, and the Pandavas' mother, Kunti. Everyone knew that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, yet his behavior was exemplary. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Satchitananda Vihara. His form is completely spiritual, full of bliss and knowledge, and it is eternal. Because the living entities are his part and parcels, originally they also belong to the same quality of eternal form as the Lord. But when they come in contact with Maya, the material potency, due to their forgetfulness, their existential constitution is covered. We should try to understand the appearance of Lord Krishna in this spirit as the Kumaras pray to him. He is eternally a coward boy at Vrindavan. He is eternally the leader of the Battle of Kurukshetra and is eternally the opulent prince of Dvaraka and the lover of the damsel of Vrindavan. All these appearances are meaningful because they show his real characteristics to the conditioned souls who have forgotten their relationships with the Supreme Lord. He does everything for their benefit. The force exhibited in the Battle of Kurukshetra by the desire of Krishna and through the agency of Arjuna was also necessary, because when people become too irreligious, force is required. Non-violence in this respect is rascaldom. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Chinanjala Shalakaya Shakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sigurave Nama Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutali Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamini Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatyai Desatarani. Srila Prabhupada ki. So this is an amazing pastime that after Jayan Vichai has been cursed by the four Kumaras, that Lord Narayan appears and is saying to the four Kumaras, please forgive me that I'm responsible for the errors made by my servants. So I take the blame because the fault lies in me. That and then is glorifying the Brahmins. But in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, the real Brahmin is the Vaishnava Brahmin. The Vaishnavas are very dear to the Supreme Lord. And then Lord Narayan said, even if my arm would perform an inimical action towards you, I just would lop it off. But his speech is bewildering for the four Kumaras because he's so humble. He says a fault lies in me. They are not knowing he's praying that way to us, but is he pleased with us or is he not pleased with us? They don't know. that it's so puzzling that. But then they start to glorify these prayers here. One of the main points here they are driving home is that they are saying that you are so humble, submissive to your devotees. But like you are submissive to Mother Yasoda, but you appear like a child, but still you have the potency of the Supreme Personality of God. That does not diminish your potency. So Krishna appears in many forms, but he has always his full potency. So the Sanskrit is also as such, it can be interpreted in various ways. It's a little puzzling, enigmatic, we can say, difficult to figure out what does he mean because finally, what is the situation here? Jaya and Vijay are serving the Supreme Lord since time immemorial in Vaikuntha. They are very senior devotees. And the four Kumaras, they appeared first, they were appeared from the mind of Brahma when he was meditating of processes of liberation like Sankhya, Yoga, and so on. But when they appeared, they were not yet devotees. They became devotees practically when they came to see Lord Narayan. So they became devotees when they saw Lord Narayan. It is said that smelling the tulsi, smelling the tulsi leaves offered to the lotus feet of Lord Narayan entered their nostrils, and they became devotees. interesting. It's like Sukadev Goswami, when he came up out of the womb after 16 years, he ran to the forest. He was liberated because when he didn't want to come out of the womb of his mother, Sukadev Goswami. That Krishna had to talk to him in the womb, talk to him and promise him, if you take birth, I promise you, you will be liberated. Because he was afraid of taking birth and becoming again entangled in the material world. So he was liberated. He was Atmaram. You have this verse, Atmaram Samuneo, this verse explains that even the Atmarams, when they hear about Krishna, they become at once devotees because their heart is already pure. And when they are hearing about Krishna, then they become attracted. So Sukadev Goswami, he left for the forest, and his father Vyasadev was calling out, "My son, my son!" But only the echo came back from the trees, it said. But he made a plan to get him in the ashram. And instructed his disciples to go out in the forest and chant verses of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, like the Gopi Gita, Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam. So they were every day in the forest chanting these verses. And Sukadev became attracted. And it's like you have a cage. In the cage you have a bird and the bird has escaped from the cage. How do you get it back into the cage? One system is every day you put some seeds and the bird comes, eats, goes back, and every day you put the seeds a little closer to the cage. And every day the bird comes. And the last day you put it in the cage. And then the bird comes eating the grains, the seeds, and you close the cage again. And that was the method used by Srila Vyasadev. He was chanting these verses and every day they came a little closer. And his disciples were reciting these verses a little closer to the ashram. And the last day, it was in the ashram. And then Srila Vyasadeva taught him the Bhagavatam to Sukadev Goswami. Recited the Bhagavatam. And he was so attracted, he memorized at once all the verses. So if you are pure in heart, pure in mind, then and you become attracted to hearing about Krishna. Then you have the power to retain it. But the four Kumaras also, they were on the liberated platform, and when they saw Lord Narayan, they at once felt love for Lord Narayan, and they became devotees. So they were new bhaktas, in some sense. At least compared to Jaya and Vijay, they were very senior devotees. And when Lord Narayan, when he heard that my devotees are in My devotees, Jayam Vijay, who are serving me since time immemorial, are in trouble. Immediately appeared at the spot personally. In that, normally, Lord Narayan is traveling on the back of Garuda, but Garuda was too late. He came on his own feet to the gate of Vaikuntha. And he exhibits this great quality of humility here. That is what the four Kumaras mentioned this humility. He's saying, the fault lies in me. So if something goes wrong in the spiritual world, everyone immediately says, the fault lies in me. In the material world, if something goes wrong, everyone says, no, it's not in me. It's in the other. The other is fault. So that's the difference of mentality between the material world and the spiritual world. So men of good character, they don't put themselves in the center. But if something goes wrong, they merely think, it's in me. Some devotee brings you some bad karma, some reaction. But if we are pure in heart, we don't see the fault in the devotee, but in ourselves, because it's due to our past misdeeds. So a devotee sees the bigger pictures of what happened, not just a moment. And we see, in this world, I'm always thinking when there are elections, everyone is, all these politicians are promoting themselves. There's no one who says that I'm not so good, you better vote for the other one. No, that you don't see in the material world. He will promote himself to the greatest extent. So this is this submissive behavior. But this pastime also shows Lord Narayan's quality of Bhaktavatsal. He is so concerned with his devotees because the four Kumaras cursed him. But we will see at the end of the pastime, the words Lord Narayan speaks are very puzzling, but then at the end it clears up and they understand Lord Narayan is factually saying you curse them unnecessarily. So factually, the fault lied at the sight of the four Kumaras, and they will realize that later. But Lord Narayan is so concerned because because a devotee wants always to serve the Lord in so many ways. How can I serve the Lord? And Jayam Vijay were thinking, the Lord, every quality which is in the living entity is in the Lord. In the material world, you have the Kshatriyas, they want to fight. They like a good fight, the Kshatriya. They look forward to it. So Jayam Vijay was thinking, this quality must, because it's in the living entity, it must also be there in the Supreme Lord. So they had a desire to give the Lord a good fight. And the Lord reciprocated with that desire. that and by that he made the arrangements factually, because not a blade of grass grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. So this is his lila. He made it so that the four Kumaras would curse Jai and Vijay, so that they could go to the material world just to do the service, to give him a good fight, and then come back as soon as possible. Therefore, the proposal was, yes, you have been cursed. The words of the Brahmins must become true. They must become true. So you must go to the material world. But he gave them the option, three birds as my enemies, you will appear with intense anger. Your mind will be fixed on me with intense anger, because Jai and Vijay prayed to Lord Narayan, yes, we can go to the material world, but give us one blessing that we are not forgetting you at any moment. And therefore, that he gave them the choice, three births as my enemies, and your mind will be fixed on me in intense anger. Or you go to material world and have seven births as devotees. But they choose immediately the shortcut, the three births, to serve the Lord so nicely, as enemies. Of course, they took birth as Ravan, Kumbhakarna, that Sisupal, Dantavraka, and Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu. So these were the three times they appeared. But anyway, it's 9:15. I could say much more, but please, any questions, comments? Yes, Bhama.
Hari Bol Maharaj, very nice. So it seems when the Lord desires some event to take place, then even good devotees may transgress morality. So sometimes the tendency is for us to debate on who's to blame and who's not to blame. But really, the Lord desired the event, really. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the Lord, in this material world, most people are absorbed in the duality of this world. And duality means good and bad, what gives pleasure to the body we like, what gives pain we don't like. Those who give us pain are our enemies. Those who give us material benefits, these are our friends. But Prahlad Maharaj did not like that. That was where the teachings of Sanda and Amarka. Sanda and Amarka was teaching how to rule the kingdom and make division between different enemies and diplomacy. But when we are on the transcendental platform, or we try to become, that the platform is Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmana Kapha Ashtini Sunshiv Shupakasha Pandada Samadarshana, then we see everything as a part and parcel of Krishna. And we see that everyone is a servant of Krishna. That's the transcendental vision. And this blaming each other that comes from the bodily concept of life, that we identify with the body, and and then politics comes in, so many things that wars, all the wars are going on are due to the bodily concept of life. This is mine, and I want to enjoy, and you want to take it. It's unfair. It's illegal. We are blaming you, and then fight comes. That but nothing is ours. It's a big illusion which is based on that. And here we see. But Prabhupada said we should create a Vaikuntha atmosphere. ISKCON is a family, and we should support each other in making spiritual advancement. But the big danger is making offenses towards each other. And that's still this material part which is lingering, which makes us, which makes us making all these offenses. And so yes, therefore overcoming these offenses is very important for our spiritual advancement. Therefore, it's a whole education. We have to learn to act on the spiritual platform, and that starts with learning etiquette. My Guru Maharaj was expert in this Vaishnava etiquette, and he had many courses of it. Because the problem arises when there is envy, like Prajapati Daksa. If we are envious of other devotees, then we cannot see their spiritual position. We cannot understand it anymore. Like Lord Shiva was thinking, Prajapati Daksa was thinking, Lord Shiva is my son-in-law, because Brahma had asked me to marry my daughter to him. So he's my son-in-law. So when he came in the sacrificial arena, he was expecting he is going to offer me respect. But factually, he was envious of Lord Shiva. And by that, he could not understand his spiritual position, a position which is even greater, higher than the position of Brahma, that he could not understand. And this is the most dangerous. And unfortunately, we all take some way part in it, even unconsciously. I remember Burijan Prabhu saying that it is the beginning of Kartik. At the beginning of Kartik, we make a vow, right? Many are making vows. He made a vow not to criticize anyone. And he told us the vow lasted just 4 hours. so difficult not to do that. Anyway, these are a few words I can say, but I'd like to hear from others also. Any comments further? Good. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada refers to Krishna as the Prince of Dwarka.
Yep.
If he's the prince, who's the king?
Yeah.
Oh, Ugrasena.
Ugrasena, yeah. Because when Krishna was teasing Rukmini, he said, I don't have anything, I'm a pauper, I don't have anything, because everything belongs to King Ugrasena. It doesn't belong to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm a poor guy. So but then Rukmini later replied, yes, you cannot possess anything because you are everything. That so that was Uhasena. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you. When you refer to Narayana, and when usually he's referred by Vishnu, and I just want to know, because when I discuss these pastimes with Indian team, for them they are two very different people. They don't come from ISKCON background. So when is Lord usually referred to as Vishnu,
yeah,
or when he is referred to as Narayana?
Yeah, I give you my understanding of that. That's a good question, because if we see all the Narayana expansions, they are Vaikuntha expansions. But then from one Narayana expansion, Sankarshan, the Purush avatar comes. And there the name Vishnu comes. Karnodakashaya Vishnu, that Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, and Kshirodakashaya Vishnu. And so Vishnu is in a mode of goodness, is in charge of the mode of goodness in the material world, and is equal to Lord Narayan, is an expansion. And he has also his residence in the material world, in the spiritual planet, in the material world, Svetadvip. And there we find Vishnu. And that is where the demigods are in trouble. They are going to the beach of Svetadvip and are praying to Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu is referred to when in the material world, but is transcendental. But is an expansion of Narayan, is the because the creation comes from Krishna, Balaram, and then from Balaram comes the Chaturvyuha, Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. They are Narayan expansions. And from this Sankarsan, another Chaturvyuha comes, Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Also expansions of Narayan, all Narayan expansions. And then from this Sankarsan comes the Vishnu expansion, the Purush avatars, which are Vishnu expansions. That is how it's referred to in the Bhagavatam. There may be other explanations, but that is my understanding. Does that help? Okay, good. Okay. Yes, last question maybe. Wait for the mic. Mic is coming.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you were explaining nicely how the four Kumaras were more at fault than the Janjaya and Vijaya. There's also the explanation in the Bhagavatam how Jay and Vijay, where the four Kumaras actually stopped. I'm sorry. Jai Vijay stopped the four Kumaras from entering into Vaikuntha, considering them to be on a material level, like, you know, these are naked kids and you know why they are here. So therefore the four Kumaras reply saying that you have a bodily conception, you, and therefore you are not fit to be in Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
So how far is that? I mean, it also appears that the Jai Vijay are also at fault for having that material vision.
Well, it's a funny pastime, because it was an arrangement by the Lord to so that he got cursed. First of all, this little children 5 years old that doesn't exist in Vaikuntha. That's not there. So the Chai Vijay, they were astonished, what's this? And they acted a bit impulsive. but yes, of course, they understood also we should not have done that, but it's for them, they never saw such creature. And that made it amazing, yeah. Anyway, I cannot answer your question, but it's certainly the Lord's Lila and the Lord's will, and it's a little funny that they saw these little boys and they were just astonished. Never seen such a thing. That and somehow or another they did that. That I cannot speak on Jai and on behalf of Jai and Vijay. Factly a question we should ask them, but I have no answer. Thank you. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.